The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Greg out, Curtis is out. So it's Wiggy and the Woman with Razor. And we are now joined by Gerard Mayo. And Gerard Mayo's interview
is Razor and Jaden.
Yeah. And Jaden. Jaden is being a bit shy. He's talked a little bit. But I don't want to put him on the spot anymore because I've asked too many questions. But this interview is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. It's also brought to you by Land Rover of Norwood and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name you know when your drains won't flow, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I always feel bad for Greg when he's doing that read because it is awkward. Yeah. It's like you're sitting here, there's a million different sponsors, but
you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, you do. Loss yesterday, but not a terrible one. We treat it like a moral victory Monday. I'm sure you don't, but how is your overall feeling with how the guys played?
You know, having an opportunity to go back and watch the film, I thought the guys really came out and started fast, you know, in a hostile environment. That's not an easy place to play, offensively and defensively. In that first quarter, it was one of the best quarters we've had all year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to carry that over into the second half, but I thought the guys played hard, and I mean, you hit it on the head. There are no moral victories, but we'll learn from this and correct it and try to get better going forward.
A big question that we had last week, we talked about it with you last Monday, and then I know AVP was asked about it, and he touched on it, but design run plays for Drake and the lack thereof. He basically, I don't want to quote him incorrectly, but said that the reason in which maybe there aren't many or aren't at all is that they don't want to put Drake in a situation where he could get injured at the end of this season. That was a difference yesterday that we saw. There were some design run plays for him. What was the change?
Yeah, to me, we're trying to win a football game. To us, we all are trying to win a football game, coaches and players included, and we're always going to do what's best for the team, and that was what was best for the team yesterday, and he used his legs and made a couple plays.
Gerard, you talked about the tale of two halves. First half, offensively, you were able to move the ball well. What do you think was the biggest issue in the second half? I know, obviously, turnovers were a huge part of losing that football game, but what do you think were the biggest issues for you not being able to sustain that success in the second half, especially when it came to offense and maybe moving the football?
Look, when we talk about complementary football, that's all three phases. And, you know, our best defense in the first quarter was our offense going out there having extended drives. Like, that was against a team like this. And anytime you get an MVP caliber type of player in Josh Allen on the sideline for that, you know, that amount of time, it's good for us. You know, in saying that, you know, this game came down to two things. It came down to us turning the ball over. It came down to us not being able to stop the run. I mean, that's, if you boil everything down, decisions made, do this, do that, it was those two things that really hurt us the most.
Can you fix those two things for Saturday afternoon? Were there fixable moments, or is it a product of just the build-up and a football play, for instance?
They're definitely fixable. And, you know, what this game comes down to is just consistency. you know, consecutive 6 second plays, play after play after play after play, being consistent and all 11 guys being on the same page. So to answer your question, yes.
Jelani Tavai talked to us on Friday and said that he felt like it was a good week of practice, felt like the defense was clicking. They knew what they needed to do going into this one. Started off strong, kind of fell off in the second half. What do you think it is about that second half of games where your guys maybe aren't fully executing?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on what game you watch as far as second half play is concerned. You know, for me, the players, they go out there every single play and try to do what they think is right. And so I have no gripe against that. I would just say, just on a going back to consistency, we just have to, in all three phases, go out there and do and run the plays. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I have to coach better, and we just have to get in that win column. I think, you know, winning heals all.
Gerard, this game is all about confidence. Your team was able to do something that not many teams can say that they do, which hold the Buffalo Bills to under 30. Basically, frustrated Josh Allen through the majority of the game, limit him and what he was able to do. How can you, even though it's a loss, how can you take some of that, especially defensively, and say, okay, we were able to do this against a really good offense. I was going to work on the run, but to build off of some of that confidence kind of moving forward in these last two games.
Yeah, it's huge, you know. I mean, that's what being a professional is all about. It's about taking the good out of the last game, and this is why we do those self-scouts, take the good out of the last game and move forward. You know, I was so proud of the way those guys did contain, going back to your question, they did a great job for the most part keeping Josh Allen in the pocket. Now, did he get outside? Absolutely, at times. I thought the guys in the back end covered well, but we have to carry that over. We have a huge challenge in front of us here on Saturday.
What does the week look like? Does it change with the holiday, with the Saturday afternoon? I was asking Wiggy earlier just kind of what the Sunday to Saturday schedule, days off-wise, and then getting ready for the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I would say it's also a Saturday game, which is always tough. If it was a Sunday game, I mean, it's a little bit different. Yeah. But, look, we'll put extra work in today. We'll put extra work in tomorrow. The guys will have a chance to spend time with their families on Wednesday.
Got it.
And then really you just continue to make up that time on Thursday and Friday, and the guys understand that, and the captains, they were all for it, and that's what we're going to do.
We've been talking about the different reports that have been coming out, whether it's, you know, the Crafts have told you that you are good to go for next season. I know that you answered that question with the media last week saying, you know, I don't know where these reports are coming out from. Then Diana Russini said, you know, three games left of the season. The Crafts want to see close games, but they feel like he is the future. Is that a distraction for your team? Are you proud of how they've handled it? And it must be annoying for you that that is a narrative that your guys have to answer to.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not, I mean, you said it, and I agree with you. It's just annoying that
you said it, not me.
We're not going back.
We are not going back.
Down that road. Are we all clear?
Yeah.
Are we all clear?
Ultimately,
every decision in football, it starts and ends with me. Going back to your question was what now? Because now you threw me off my game.
I just feel like it must be annoying.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Look, the guys, they handle it the way they handle it. I never tell them what to say. And to me, it's about, you know, the consistency and the messaging within the building. And that's what it's all about. I can't control, you know, what's being reported. I can't control, you know, there are things I just can't control. But what I can control is my attitude and the way I approach every single week, the way I approach all the players, you know, trying to get them better.
Well, because Drake May, when he was asked about it after the game, he said, basically, I think the reports are BS. And, you know, we support Gerard, we support AVP, but the look on his face, the way he was grabbing the back of his neck, it's like, when are we going to stop this narrative over and over again, week after week? Do you wish that maybe the Crafts would come out and say, hey, we've had the discussion, Gerard's good to go next year?
Again, like, I don't know what that would do. It doesn't matter. Like, to
shut
me,
us up.
No, I mean, look, you gotta fill up the airwaves somehow. Right. You know what I mean? So it's fine. Like, for me and for the team, like, we're pushing forward and we're getting ready for the Chargers. You know, look, we just have to continue to get better. It's about the process, and that's what we're doing. Obviously, no one's excited. Fans, coaches, players, anyone, no one's excited about our record. But what we have to do is just go back to the drawing board every single week and continue to get better on a down-after-down basis, day-after-day basis.
Well, one of the things that, you know, you kind of look at is when you, like you said, you're able to self-scout and kind of self-evaluate. With these next two games, I feel like you guys put yourself in a position where, you know, you went into Buffalo and it was a game you could have won. What do you have to do, especially starting with the Chargers, like, what do you have to do as a team to say, okay, we can win these games and we can play with these teams moving forward, especially coming up against the Chargers on Saturday?
It's about putting two halves of football together. I mean, look, we go back and how many one-score games have we had throughout the season and just weren't able to finish? It's about putting four quarters of good complementary football together, and that's what we plan to do on Saturday.
Gerard, I got a question.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Boy, way to step in. I love it.
You see?
Good.
I'm just wondering, like, how the seasons went. Like, what is your thought process going into next season, and, like, what are you thinking towards? What are you thinking now? Like, I know you got the Chargers coming up Saturday, but what are you thinking after the season and whatnot during the offseason?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we try. That's a good question, by the way.
Yes. Well,
training them up. Training them up. Proud dad. Proud dad.
Yes.
Proud dad.
Yes. Yes.
Proud dad. Look, I try to stay as present as possible with the reality. But the reality is you always have to look out the front windshield when you're trying to build a team. You know, for me, you know, after we get through the season, there are a lot of things, a lot of checklists that you have to go through. You know, what players you want to keep around, what coaches you want to keep around here, how the process of the season, like what I did right, what I did wrong. I have to put a mirror in front of my face, and it starts with me, you know, putting a mirror in front of my face and really just going through the things that I have to get better at going forward. And then look, everything that we've done this year, you know, from a process standpoint, I mean, some of it's been good, some of it's been bad, but that is part of being, you know, in your first year. Whether your first year in whatever, first year you want to be a journalist, first year, like, it's a learning experience. But the most important thing is to be able to reflect and be honest with yourself, you know, when you didn't do things the right way or when you did it the wrong way.
I have a question about the kickoffs. And the kids were debating it on the couch last night watching the game. Has it taken out some of the strategy on special teams? And do you like the new kickoffs?
You know, for me, you know, I'm just a huge fan of trying to kick it out the back of the end zone. What I will say is as the weather starts to change, even though you want to kick it out the back of the end zone, as it gets cold, the ball does not carry as far. And so I think as we go through this season and the cold weather games continue to pop up, you're going to see a lot more returns coming up here soon.
When it comes to Ramondre, another game where he looked great in the beginning, but, you know, holding on to the football, what's been the issue there, you think?
Yeah, I mean, everyone is different. Every one of those fumbles has really been different, but it's a mentality, and we continue to, you know, reiterate to the whole team, whoever has the ball, even the defensive players, if they get an interception or something like that, you know, when you carry the ball, you're carrying the fortunes of the rest of the team. And we just have to, you know, we have to get better. And I would say, look, Ramondre understands that more than anyone else. He understands that he has to protect the football. And so, you know, we got to get better in practice and just show up in the game.
Same thing with penalties. All the penalties are different. You know, yesterday Hunter Henry has another holding penalty. What do you see there?
Yeah, I don't really put that holding penalty, you know, on Hunter per se. I think Drake, as he watches the film, he would see that if he just went downhill, it wouldn't be a holding. That same position that Hunter was in is this exact same position on stretch run plays that offensive tackles are in.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, they think the running back's going to cut back, but he continues. Yeah, you probably have some holding penalties.
Oh, yeah.
He continues to go outside, and now you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, like,
and it's that slight tug, you know, they call it.
Tell him, no, go inside.
That's right.
I can't help you.
That's right.
But the one, when you look at this game and you look at, like, kind of where your team is, and the thing that, you know, maybe you take away as a positive thing is when you have your guys, whether it's Drake May, whether it's Hunter Henry, there's been a couple guys on defense talking about the respect that they have for you as a coach, and they love you as a coach. And like you said, it's going to be very difficult for somebody in their first year because there's going to be the ups and downs. But what does it mean when your players come out publicly, not necessarily that they have to defend you, but just to know, like, that's the sentiment in the locker room, is that your players really, you know, they got your back.
I mean, look, I appreciate it. And I've said this before, like, this game is all about relationships. And again, you know, as we continue to build, like, you know, we're going to do it together. You know, you think about it, even with the quarterback, like, we're growing up together. This is his rookie year, and not fully anticipate us, you know, getting better as a team going forward.
There was a moment in the game, I don't know if you'll tell me, but you and Drake were having a conversation. It looked like a growing or a teaching moment in the game. Is there anything that you can kind of elaborate on and maybe give us a little insight onto what you guys might have been talking about? You know, the play point I'm talking about, you came off to the sidelines, you kind of were covering your mouth, looked like you were having a discussion.
We got lip readers out there.
Yeah. And I didn't know
So I covered my mouth, and then you asked me to talk about it here. So that really just takes away the entire reason
I don't know.
Covering my mouth.
Well, maybe
I'm not answering. You cover your mouth for a reason.
I thought you didn't want the team to know, but now the game's over.
What's the other
team?
You think they can lip read from across
so
the field?
So who are you covering? Who's lip reading?
You guys.
Oh, ain't no way we can lip read.
I mean, we did it with Jonathan.
Let's go. Next question.
I want to go back to you talked about reflection, but it's very hard to reflect in the middle of season every day you're trying to get ready to the next. So have you had an opportunity, and how do you do that, I guess, in season, both reflecting on how to get better for yourself, but really the main focus, your job, is to make everybody else better around you.
Yeah, I would say, you know, with having a late bye week, that gave me an opportunity to really reflect. Yeah. And in saying that, you know, a few weeks later now, we had a very late bye week. You know, a few weeks later, I'll go back through it and get better and evaluate all those things.
Playing a tough team like Buffalo twice in such a short period of time, obviously both teams get to look at that film and fix things that maybe went wrong. What do you feel like the advantage is playing a team twice in such a short period of time at the end of the season?
Yeah, to me, it just kind of neutralizes everything. Like you just said, they get to see things and we get to see things, and that game's going to come down who can adjust faster. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to.
All right, well, it's time now for the Hellman's Mayo Question of the Week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Wiggy?
Gerard, was there a conscious effort in the game yesterday from a defensive scheme where you were more focused on keeping Josh Allen in the pocket rather than, like, really attacking the pass rush? Because I almost felt like, you know, you kind of saw that from some of the defensive linemen.
Yeah, 100%. You know, this is one of the most dangerous players when he's a yard away from the sideline. Like, this guy can make all the throws across the field, down the field. And so keeping him in the pocket, that was definitely the goal. And I thought overall they did a good job doing that.
Any Christmas traditions as we get closer to Wednesday?
For the
Mayo family?
Open presents. The kids just love opening presents. And then, you know, as a dad, you start to have to build a bunch of things.
Yep.
And now that my kids are getting older, though, it's about the V-Bucks. It's about clothes. Yeah. It's about, like, some of that stuff.
But it's more about the money.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Show me the money.
What's Santa leaving in the stocking? How much is in the stocking?
Here's $100 in the stocking.
Are you ham, turkey, tenderloin?
I'm a turkey guy. I mean, not just like a basic turkey, though, like a Cajun turkey or a fried turkey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, something like that, you know. Everything tastes better fried.
Yeah.
White meat or dark meat?
I'm going to go with the dark.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for everything this season so far. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Wiggy's going to be in.
Hey, don't ask anybody else that question.
I like it. I like it nice and juicy. I'm a ham guy, so. Yeah.
You don't like dark meat, though.
I don't mind it, but I'm a ham guy. I rather prefer ham over.
Ham's gross.
Yeah. Nice honey baked ham.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You'll be in next Monday before New Year's Eve?
I'm not sure. You guys tell me.
Well, I don't know. Wiggy's here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be here.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. That conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back right after this.